How many times have you felt the whole world was against you? How many times have you screamed to God, "Why me? Why me? Why me?" Sometimes it seems that every time you help someone, the worst things happen to you. Have you given up on that because you're tired of being the victim of the results? How many people have hurt you over and over again? How many people that you have loved have left you alone without knowing why? Why is it that when everything seems perfect and you take two steps forward, everything goes wrong? No one has an answer for this. Why is it that every time I feel better one day, the next day, I feel worse? Can someone tell me why I feel like such a victim of circumstances in my life? It is important to make a list in your head of the one thing right now that you feel the most victimized by. Was it a car accident? Did someone hack your computer and take the money out of your bank? Did your spouse just blame you for everything that's ever gone wrong in their life? Do your children look down upon you? Or is it impossible to get the approval of your parents, no matter how much you try to do it their way? Go to the deepest hurt that you have. The one where you feel like, I can't take this anymore. The one that has not yet been fully healed, even though you have worked on it many, many times. See if you can find it. Search your memory banks and then lock it in. Lock in that one time that you know you were a complete victim of your genetics or your circumstances or just doing the wrong thing at the right time. Or the right thing at the wrong time. After you find that feeling, allow yourself to locate where it seems to be stored in your body. Maybe it is in your stomach. Maybe it's in your arms, knees or hips, or your aching back, or your swollen feet, or maybe you live with excruciating migraines. Try and locate how that hurt has manifested into a physical symptom. And when you have those feelings in your consciousness, take 3 deep, exaggerated breaths and allow yourself to go into a deeper state of relaxation. Placing your right hand on the sore spot, as though you were saying the Pledge of Allegiance, begin by rubbing in a clockwise manner, just feeling the feeling of physical hurt and emotional hurt that you've locked into. And repeat after me. Even with all this hurt, I deeply and completely accept myself. I deeply and completely accept myself and all of this pain. I accept myself and the pain. And I accept the person or circumstances that I believe has caused this pain. Even with all this hurt, I forgive myself. Even with all this pain, I love and forgive myself. Even with all this trauma, I love and forgive myself. While tapping on the brow spot, or just imagining that you are, listen to my words and say them in your head. I am healing all the trauma in all the roots and the deepest cause of this pain. I am healing all the trauma in all the roots and the deepest cause of this pain. I am healing all the trauma. Now tapping under the eye, I am healing all the fear in all the roots and the deepest cause of this hurt. I'm healing all the fear in all the roots and the deepest cause of this hurt. I'm healing all the fear in all the roots and the deepest cause of this hurt. Tapping now under the nose. Even if I do not deserve to get over this hurt, I choose to now. It is my birthright. Even if I do not deserve to get over this hurt, I choose to now. It is my birthright. even if I do not deserve to get over this hurt, I choose to. Even if I feel not worthy of getting over this, I choose to. Tapping on the side of your hand, repeat after me. Even if I always feel like a victim, I choose to be empowered now. Even if I always feel like a victim, I choose to remember who I am. Even if I am afraid to take the next step in my own journey, I choose to do so, trusting myself. Even if I am afraid to take the next step in my own journey, I choose to do so, trusting my own intelligence. Even if I am afraid to do that, I choose to remember that I hold the answers within me. With your right hand, squeeze the end of your pinky finger on your left hand and say, I command this belief to leave now. I command this belief that I am not enough to leave now. I command this belief to leave now, leave now, leave now. We are going to begin with the bridge. Start by tapping on either hand on triple warmer 3, the spot on the back of your hand between the pinky and the ring finger. While thinking of the excruciating pain of being hurt and feeling the physical manifestation of that, close your eyes. Continue tapping and open your eyes. Without moving your head, only your eyes, open them and look down to the right. Now to the left. Continue thinking of the hurt or pain, and make a circle with your eyes, a 360-degree circle in either direction. Slowly and deliberately. Now reverse that circle, again slowly and deliberately. Now, out loud if you can, hum Happy Birthday. Now count to 5 out loud. and hum happy birthday again. Tapping now on all the spots, starting with the brow, under your eyes, under your nose, under your lip, squeezing your pinky, and finishing on the karate chop point. Take a deep breath. And now assess whether this feeling is gone. As you think about it, has the emotional charge left? If not, follow along with me. Continue tapping on the karate chop point and say these words. Even if I would lose my identity, if I got over being a victim, I deeply and completely accept myself. Even if I would lose my identity, if I got over being a victim, I forgive myself on all levels. Even if I will not allow myself to get over being a victim and living in victim consciousness, I forgive myself. Even if it is too scary to take responsibility for my own life and live as an empowered human being, I choose to do this now. I choose to do this now. I choose to do this now. I call forth all victim consciousness within me, and I command you to leave now. I call forth all victim consciousness within me, and I command you to leave now. I call forth all victim consciousness within me, and I command you to leave now. It is time now to replace victim consciousness with who we really are. A suggested program now to replace victimhood would be, I am a unique spark of divinity, and I create my life in its entirety through my own thoughts and feelings. If you are ready to accept the responsibility for that, then we can use that program. If you feel a simpler version of I am love would work for you, then simply say that instead, or any other program that you deem appropriate at this time. The position for reprogramming and rewiring the subconscious is crossing the right ankle over the left and the left hand over the right, placed on your heart or on your lap, whatever feels more comfortable. Allow your body to settle into this position. And again, take 3 deep, slow, exaggerated breaths before we begin. I am a unique spark of divinity and create my life in its entirety with my thoughts and my feelings. I am a unique spark of divinity and create my life in its entirety with my thoughts and my feelings. Continue saying your version of the affirmation for 3 minutes until you hear this sound. Thank you. is time now to reverse the positions of your hands and feet. Take this feeling of responsibility with you now. Monitor your thoughts and feelings every minute of the day, because you are creating your future. Your future is vibrating with every thought and feeling that you have.